Another term for the tailbone.
Coccyx.
Okay, number two, central worry center for the AP projection of the sacrum.
Change grace to valid. It's sagittal.
Okay, there you go. Okay, midway between the symphysis and ASIS. And 15 degrees of valid. In the mid-central plane.
Everybody got that?
15 degrees of phallic. So remember that's AP. Okay, number three, name of the upper broad aspect of the coccyx.
Base.
Is the base. What's the lower end called? Apex. To reduce gonadal dose, which single projection can be done to include the sacrum and the coccyx? The lateral. We'll do the lateral, so we'll have both on there. Now, occasionally, they'll ask for separate coccyx, where you do a small cone down just of the coccygeal area. Usually, you see both on one most of the time. Okay, five. If due to pain, the patient can't lie in the back for the AP sacrum, what else can you do?
Prone
with the 15-degree bottle ankle. And routine is going to be AP, but if they can't fly AP because they're hurting too much, PA with the caudal angle, 15 degrees caudal angle. So again, if you see a question like that, make sure you understand which way the patient lies. That will determine which way the central ray is. Okay, number five, central ray for an AP coccyx. Okay, good. 2 inches superior to the symphysis and 10 degrees caudal. And again, that's AP. Yeah, now, what we have to do with things like the stall, that's not the same angle. The angle change. We'll worry about that. Mostly that way. Okay, Sutton, what do you think can be done to reduce the amount of scatter on the laterals? Blood man and California. Yeah, using a lead band. Using a lead strip band. I don't think anybody's using it. Yeah, sometimes there's a lot of things you can do, but does that really do that in normal use? Okay, number eight. Anterior and posterior aspect of the sacrum that forms the posterior wall of the pelvic inlet is called
promontory.
Most distal portion of the vertebral column. Coccyx. What's the most posterior portion? What's the most posterior portion of the spinal column? Spinous process. That's not on here. Okay, number 10. The SI joints lie at an angle of approximately 30 degrees to the caudal plane. The small foramina found in the sacrum?
Sacral foramina.
Yeah, the correct name is pelvic sacral foramina. Pelvic sacral foramina. So if you wanted to open up the pelvic sacral foramina, which way would you angle the tube? Cephalic. Okay, another name for the sacral horns. Cornu, C-O-R-N-U. C-O-R-N-U.
A.
C-O-R-N-U.
A. No, A. C-O-R-N-U.
Is there an A? Yeah.
C-O-R-N-U.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look up and put the term check. You're probably right. Okay, on the matching. The ASIS, 7, greater trochanter,
8.
Yeah, because it's the lowest portion. Lower Council Martin?
Five.
Five. Oh, yeah, Crest?
Six.
Six. Synthesis?
Nine.
Nine, okay. Those are really close. Issue of fibrosity?
Ten.
Jugular notch?
Two.
External angle?
Three.
Xiphoid?
Four.
Vertical prominence?
One.
One. Okay. Okay, diagram. Apex of the cochlea?
I.
Apex of sacrum?
G.
Auricular surface?
G.
Can also be called articular surface, so if you see that somewhere, articular and auricular are the same thing.
Huh?
What?
Apex of coccyx
was what?
Apex of coccyx.
Yeah, apex of the coccyx is the bottom.
Wait, and I?
I.
Oh, yeah. That one's
high.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, coccyx is H, the horn.
J.
See, now, isn't that C-O-R-M-U?
Yeah, the book is the
C-O-R-N-U-A. Okay, that's probably where I got it from on this one. I'll double check that. Okay, the horn of sacrum is
okay.
A. The left wing,
B.
Left superior articular process,
A.
What joint is that forming? The left superior articular process is forming
A.
The Z joint. The Z joint with the fifth lumbar. Okay, median sacral crest,
L.
Pelvic sacral foramina,
C.
Left and right superior articular process,
E.
And sacral promontory,
F. Okay.
Pardon?
Spell both ways.
Oh, just spell both ways.
Okay.
I don't remember saying what the A is. Okay. Okay, let's take a break now. We'll come back at 10.